It's Gordo's Corner, brought to us by the Snoring Center and by Dallas Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Thanks, Miller Man. It's Thursday, which oftentimes means Ladies' Day when it comes Gordo's Corner time. And today in Ladies' Day, we invite our P1 females to answer our very important sociological defining question.
These are what happens generally during a three-way.
Hold on, Giorgio. That's not our question today.
What the heck was that about?
I don't know. But we want to get to the bottom of these issues, and we need the help of our P1 females. Okay.
Three-way trade, I think it was.
The issue today, sexual double standards. Now, we've all heard of the standard sexual double standard, which is always, hey, men who sleep around are studs. Women who sleep around are diseased-up slut factories.
Oh!
It's a sexual double standard. I kind of, though, admit that I buy into that one a little bit.
I do, too.
Even women buy into that one. Because I don't think a guy necessarily wants to sleep with a woman who half the village has had. But a woman who knows that a guy's kind of gets around, she wants to see what that's all about. She wants to compete with those other women out watching them. It arouses her competitive instincts, whereas a slutty woman, I think, kind of dampens a guy's competitive instincts.
Yeah.
But that's not the sexual double standard. That's the standard one everyone thinks about. Here's one I think that people don't think about, and this is our topic today. The sex toys. By the way, none of this is for sensitive ears. If you have kids and you haven't turned it down yet, I'm giving you the hint.
I think they know by now Ladies' okay. Day is...
But in the Baby Einstein tape.
For mature audiences.
Adult 3D. Toys. Women who have adult toys considered sexy, fun, free. Most guys don't mind women using them in their love activities. But men who use Grex toys are seen as desperate or gay.
Rich Phillips.
Or completely perverted.
Completely perverted. Computer nerds who couldn't get a woman. Why the double standard? Why is that a double standard? I really don't know, but that's another one that I buy into. If a guy's over there with a Grex toy, don't you go, what the heck's he doing?
Yeah, that day you brought yours up here, I was totally disgusted by it.
Well, I was asking you what's the best way to clean it.
I suggested the spray washer.
So the question for the ladies, would you be creeped out if your guy brought a male Grex toy into your bedroom and introduced it while you two were doing stuff? It's like, hey, hold on a second, sweetheart, and he reaches up under the bed and pulls out a life-size doll and places it on the bed, starts going to town.
And most guys seem okay if their wife happens to have something.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever known a woman.
She got a drawer full of fun over there anyway.
But the women,
bother guy.
No way are they okay with the guy having a drawer full of something, right?
No, I can't imagine it. That's why I want to hear from our P1 ladies. 214-787-1310 is our telephone number. That number again, 214-787-1310.
And another question for the ladies. Have you ever walked in on your guy with one of these toys or devices? Have you ever busted a husband, a boyfriend, somebody like that? And what followed? What kind of conversation did you have after that?
All right, do we need to define some of these devices?
Sure.
Because some of these devices are very female in nature. There's the... Yeah, ladies only, Fernando reminds us. We got a lot of guys calling right now. Wants to talk. I guess they're wanting to talk about their Grex toys. Weird is that?
Yeah, it's Ladies' Day. Ladies only. 214-787-1310.
But I'll remind you, there are certain guys out there. And we heard about a Major League Baseball player once who liked his wife to use a very male-type adult device on him.
Yeah.
And,
RFPD.
Yes, Craig. You don't need to define it. Now, I would think if a wife walked in and her guy was doing that to himself, that the creep out factor goes 20 times higher, right?
Yeah.
I think if he has a female type device, if he has like a, I don't know how to talk around this. If he has more of a receptacle, mm-hmm. that seems somehow more palatable than if he has a Punisher.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear the answers. I'm going to compare them to the night I was running the board for Brad Sham, and we did this on Sports Central. I can't.
It's Ladies' Day, Giorgio. It's the nightclub area of our broadcast day.
All right.
All right. Who do we have up first, Craig?
First up, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
How old are you?
21.
Oh, my goodness, young.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Really?
Really, yeah.
Okay, do you have toys for yourself, right?
Yes.
What's the nature of these toys?
Just the little small, like, inconspicuous things. Okay, I'll tell you my opinion on the matter first, because it kind of makes more sense this way. But I feel like a lot of times the female toys are a little smaller and a lot of times can be helpful for both parties as opposed to, like, pulling out the giant doll. Or, like, a fleshlight, which would just be awkward.
So you're saying the fleshlight would be awkward if you all of a sudden broke that thing out.
Right, because then no longer am I necessary. Right?
Yeah, but if you had a device that replicated certain acts that he would do for you.
I do not have that kind of device.
When you talk about really small little devices.
Yeah, like a bullet.
Yes.
I don't know anything about any of this stuff, but I'm just assigning a name.
So you don't have any large black...
No.
Now, why did you use that?
What?
Do what?
I'm sorry.
So you're saying that you've never known a guy to use one of these devices?
Steering?
For himself.
What do you mean? Say it again, sorry.
Like if you walked in...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no, that hasn't happened.
And would that creep you out if it did?
Probably. I mean, I think
Ender?
It would be... I think it would be one thing if it was like, you know, the giant life-size doll. That would be a little creepy. Just because it looks like you're, you know... doing a doll.
Right. But outside of the doll, any other device that he's using? Like, if you use some device by yourself and he knows about it, he doesn't have a problem. But if he's using a device by himself and you find out about it, you're icked out.
Maybe a little bit. I feel like, yeah, maybe a little bit.
Do you know anybody, any of your girlfriends that have ever busted one of their guys doing that?
No, I don't actually. But see, I feel like it's almost.
You can't say that. You just cannot say that. Wow. All right, awesome. and a related follow up question of this is: have you ever kissed a girl?
Not sober.
That's okay.
That's a yes.
Right. Why does George hate that?
Because
so
it's just, I feel like I'm listening in on one of your sex calls. That's why.
Well, you basically are.
I know. It just creeps me out.
When was the last time you had fun with yourself?
Oh, my gosh. Last time I called in, I think I asked the same question.
And what was your answer then?
It was a couple of weeks ago. And last time it was the day before or something. And, yeah, I don't know.
But this time it's been a couple weeks?
Yeah.
God, you're wasting a 21-year-old body.
Well, my boyfriend is closer now, so...
I don't matter. All right, God bless you, Sarah.
Thanks.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know. Y'all make me laugh.
You listen to us every morning?
Pretty much on my way to class in the morning.
You're still in college?
Yeah, I'm a senior. I'm about to graduate this Saturday.
Perfect. What are you majoring in again?
Biology.
Yes.
I bet you are. I bet you are.
Do you know who I am? All right, thanks, Sarah. Who do we have coming up next, Craig?
This is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi there.
How old are you?
21.
Man,
wow.
There are 21-year-old girls listening
you
to us.
Keep it coming.
We're wild.
That's
wild.
What I do to you.
Day.
What's that?
We're wild, what can I say?
Do you have a drawer of fun?
No, actually, because I'm one of those weird girls. I just feel like, you know, I want it to be more than just a feeling. I want it to be like a connection with someone.
Right.
Super gay.
Yeah.
Super gay. I'm sorry. But if I did, I would totally be okay with a non-intrusive device for myself. But I'm not okay with the guy thing, the guy toys.
Especially if he wanted an intrusive device for himself.
Oh, yeah. That's understated.
So why do you have the double standard?
Because if there were some sort of non-penetration device for guys, no, like, that'd be cool, but there's not really.
Well, I don't understand. What kind of device would a guy want if it wasn't?
What?
I don't know. But
there's one that replicates a female.
I know. I'm not cool with that one. I know what you're talking about.
You do?
Yeah.
I'll put a picture of mine up on my website. Wait, what am I saying? Oh my gosh. Yeah. Thanks for your call. By the way, just a follow up question. You ever kissed a girl?
No, but I'm sure I'd like it.
You're sure that you'd like it? What percentage of your fantasies are about that?
Oh, I don't know. 2/3.
Golly. Little slut.
What? Whoa, no, she's not that.
Don't go name calling like that.
I can't help it.
See, that's just what does it for you.
Yeah.
Like all kinds of stuff with girls?
Oh, I think I'll leave the mystery in there.
Email me the answer to the mystery.
Don't.
Yeah. Right, thanks for your time. What was her name again?
That was Rachel.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Get an email here from Gabrielle. She says, men who need a toy are totally gay. She says, women who use them are grexy and liberated and kind of kinky, but men who use them are obviously inadequate.
Wow.
Ooh, okay.
All right, a reminder, ladies only at 214-787-1310. You want another one?
Sure. I always line them up at the end of the bed. Let's get it going.
Sexy Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Now, what's your story, you? Stephanie?
I just figured you needed an older perspective.
Uh-oh. How much older perspective am I about to get?
I'm 35 tomorrow.
Nothing wrong with that. You bring that on.
Okay, bring that on.
Yeah.
So I think that absolutely, come on, it's expected of women. I have my drawer of fun. I incorporate it when, you know, we're feeling a little frisky. But men with it, if the woman incorporates it, it's one thing. But if they initiate that with their own thing, that's a complete turn off.
So it would shock you if you looked over there, you're kind of making out and everything, and all of a sudden you looked over and he's working himself over with some toy.
Yeah, that grossed me out. That freaked me out a little bit.
So if you look down and he's got alligator clips on his chest.
Wow. I don't even say about that.
So you think Gordo ought to get rid of all his? Or
I don't know.
You might.
There you go.
I don't have any, Georgia.
There's the advice you're looking for.
I don't have any. And how many times have you been married?
Just once.
Still married?
Still married.
Wow. How long have you been married?
7 years.
And is your guy is, you know, sometimes there's a kinky deficit between couples. Sometimes it's the woman who wants to get more freaky than the guy will get. Now, is your guy do enough stuff for you, or?
No, we're pretty equal on that level. We're probably somewhere in that world.
Has there been anything that you've had to talk him into? That you took the lead on, that you initiated, that you wanted to do?
Probably the first time we dug into that drawer together, yeah.
And was he reluctant? Doing the old, baby, I'm right here, I'm everything you need.
Yeah,
What's
I think every
wrong?
Guy thinks that they can, you know.
Do things best?
Exactly. Exactly. Stupid. But, you know, it just never hurts to change things up a little bit and get a little assistance.
And what did he push you into? What did he get you to do what did he take the lead on and suggest?
That's kind of personal, but
you can share with me.
we'll leave. Can I? I feel so secure with this. Kind of the more, how would you put that? Wow, I'm at a loss of words.
We'll just try to talk around it.
Okay, so, you know, just different ways you would, you know, enjoy the bedroom together. Different, you know, environments, let me put it that way.
Different environments. What do you mean? You mean like different areas of your body?
That, different rooms and different locations, different...
Like out of doors?
Positions, different everything.
Different pieces of furniture, various appliances.
Yeah, he's more adventurous than...
Like ramming your head through a fireplace kind of stuff?
Wow, no ramming. Well...
Okay.
All right.
Now
let's not go there.
In your drawer of fun, do you have any large black?
Would you?
What?
Wow. No. No. No.
How many? How many items in your drawer of fun?
Oh gosh. Four or five. Not counting the, you know.
Dang, you need a tool.
Not counting
bench.
The what?
Not counting like the, you know. Some things that go with it that aren't battery operated.
Attachments or
no, like,
oh, non-powered things.
Yes, non-powered things.
So you have like, five powered things.
No, like three or four powered things.
You're out of control.
My gosh. And when was the last time one of these items was used?
Oh, probably in the last 2 weeks. Well, I recently had a party. You know about the parties, don't you? And they do sell things for men. And I actually bought something for my man, but he has yet to be adventurous enough to use that. I got to talk him into
What did you get him?
Well, there's things that they sell specifically for men that replicate
women.
It's rubber. It's got lips on it, and
oh my
it replicates
God.
The pleasure of. It.
Don't you love being human, Giorgio?
No.
Yes, we're winning.
Do you
winning.
For meal?
I can set you up with a pure romance distributor, I'm sure, somewhere in the city.
Oh, Gordo knows where they are.
Well, thanks for your call. And 35 is a sexy age. I think women
it is, isn't it?
Yeah, women are hitting that sexual peak in that area.
Boy, she was certainly peaking.
Yeah, she was ready to go. She's probably going to that drawer of fun right now.
Exactly right.
All right, Gordo, I'm going to let you make the choice. We have time for one more, but we have two more holding.
Uh-oh.
Do you want to visit with Lucy or Danielle?
That's a tough one.
You want to get them both on at the same time?
Two women at once? Yeah, Craig. All right, hi, Lucy, and hi, Danielle. How old are you, Lucy?
Hello. I'm 26. This is Lucy.
Okay.
I'm 28. I'm Danielle.
Nice. Mm-hmm. You girls kiss each other.
Hello, I'm all over it.
What?
I said I'm all over it. I've been looking for a threesome, so why not?
Oh, my
God. Me too. That's awesome. Really?
Oh.
Nice.
You're a matchmaker, Gordo.
There you go. Okay, both of you have drawers of fun?
Yes. I have an awesome pink vibrating machine, and then I have a blue other end thing that me and my boyfriend use, and it's awesome. And I think it's hot that the guy likes it, too.
Wait, blue other end thing, so this is something that would be intrusive to his person?
No, it's mainly for me, but sometimes I get the urge to use it on him as well while we're in the midst. So it gives him an extra boost, and it gives me an extra boost, and it turns me on whenever he gets turned on.
You use something on him?
Only whenever we're at the point of something happening, and
we got Jack Morris coming up next.
We
got
to do what now? what are you saying, George?
We have a guest.
Wow. Was that Lucy or Danielle that just shared that story?
That was Lucy.
Danielle, what do you think?
I think that's great. Tell me more. More people do it than you think. More people are more interested in it than you think.
In being feminine dominated in that way?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
Jeez. That's
well, a guy likes a girl that knows what she wants and not to be
including
all
including if it's treating the guy as a girl?
No. That's not what I said. I said you use it at a certain point and it adds that extra
bit
of.
I know a guy that got a what I like to call a backdoor surprise one time. He darn near tore out a wall getting out of that apartment.
Well, you got to talk about it first.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, all right. Well, thank you so much for your honesty and courage.
Absolutely. Anytime.
And both of you, email me.
Don't.
That is another Ladies' Day. Thank you to all the ladies for participating, and I apologize to God for that segment.
All right. Thank you.